Okay, yes, I feel terrible that I gave short drift to the Ra'ah. So who is the Ra'ah?
Rav Aaron.
This is like they all get scared when I say this. Oh, okay.
Rav Aaron Halevi. Wait, what?
Rav Aaron Halevi. Look at that.
I didn't think I get that.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the words in your mouth.
For real.
Rav Aaron Halevi. He is a Talmud of. You want to try for the second
one? I'm not going to. For two.
He's like, I'm one for one. I'm batting 1,000
Took
today.
My money, gone. Goodbye.
He's a Talmud of the Ramban. Talmud Ramban. We're talking a serious person here, and his most famous student is the Ritva. Right? Many people think the Ritva is a Talmud of the Rashba. It's not really true. He's primarily a Talmud of the Ra'ah, Baron Halevi. Okay? Good. I am very impressed.
I'm impressed with myself too.
Like, I know you made it up, but I'm still impressed.
Randomly I plowed through two lines just knowing all the words. Just these
look at this, I'm
happen.
Telling you. It's just God, you know. It's the Shechina midaberet mitoch grona.
It's the Shechina is metaphorically dwelling within
he's
you.
He's speaking from your throat. Okay, fine. So, let's look at the Ra. So he says, Perish Rashizal. Number 6. Surya Aram Tzova Ditzmucha Eretz Yisrael V'kav Shadavid V'chibra L'kedushat Eretz Yisrael Shalal Pia Dibur V'shalo V'lo Shishim Ribo V'lahachi Karin L'kibush Yachid. Right, that's just a quote of Rashi. Okay? Yes? Syria next to Israel, David conquered without the Dibur, whatever that means, right? Shechina or Metumim, right. Something like that. Not 600,000, that's why it's called Yachid.
The Lashon of Aram Tzova literally means what?
It's a place. It's Aleppo.
Syria, Aram Tzova, there's two separate places.
Aleppo is a city in Syria. Aram Tzova, I believe, is Aleppo.
So they're specifically referring to the city.
You're talking a bunch of different cities that are in modern, that are in Syria, yeah. These are cities, regions, I'm not sure exactly how it was set up in the time of the Gemara, and time of Tanakh, honestly, right? But we're talking different countries that are in Syria, not Hayom, right? Aleppo, yeah. And, right?
You know. Rashi says it's fact, correct?
What?
That's what David HaMelech did not have enough people, did not ask permission. It's not.
No, this is how Rashi understands the problem with Gibbs Yachin.
What?
Okay.
I'm saying.
So now the Ra'ah weighs it. And the Ra'ah says, Velo Nahir. What's Velo Nahir means?
Doesn't like appear. Doesn't
it doesn't seem right.
Right.
It doesn't seem right. Lo Nahir, Lo Bahir, Lo Nothing, whatever. Okay? Shaharei. Harbe krachim me'eretz Yisrael kavshum k'tzat mi'Yisrael v'lo yisham kol Yisrael. Said, that happens all the time. Many parts of Israel were only by part of Klal Yisrael. So, tell me, right? I have argued against this interpretation, but what is the Ra'az interpretation of Rashi at this stage? And why doesn't he like it? Remember we said, Rashi says 600,000. I said that can mean one of two things.
Either actually 600,000.
600,000 fighting or fighting on behalf of. And I argued time after time that that the most likely read is the Tzorech Yisrael. Right? On behalf of Klal Yisrael. Right?
Out of 600,000 out of
no, that whoever was fighting was fighting on behalf of Klal Yisrael.
Uh-huh.
Right? Hence, as we described, Yehoshua divided up the land, and each of it took its own portion.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The Ra'ah understands Rashi clearly as meaning what?
Actually,
600,000 as the military force, which, by the way, is an astonishingly large army.
For that time period. Or for like
even now, how many standing soldiers does Israel have? You think it has?
Oh, I think active service is like 130 or something?
What is the standing army of America right now?
Like you're saying, just infantry sort of thing?
Like, yeah. Who's actually still wearing the green camo?
I feel like there's a ton.
Is it 600,000 people would be America's about one in every 200 people. Is that right? 0.5%?
No. That sounds like too much.
Right? It sounds like
America's
here, Google it. Tell me, what is the standing
army?
Google it. Someone, phone.
What?
Who's a phone?
I don't know.
Standing army of the United States.
How Belgium and Turkey?
What? Standing, translated.
How Belgium?
Period.
Seven. Seven.
Seven and a half. And a waffle.
No, just have one man with a shotgun in his shirt.
But they're only standing from nine. They're only standing from 9 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. After that, they have a break.
And they wear fuzzy hats.
They have a break at tea time as well.
Let me see.
Tea and waffles.
Okay, what is it?
What's the
standard
army of
the U.S.? The thing is, Belgium's like 20.
I mean, I didn't know you're fluent in the language he's from.
Active personnel is 1.3 million. Wow, that's a lot.
These armed forces are...
So that means... But you understand, that means that America, which is the most... Right? Has 320 million people, has twice about the number of soldiers that, according to this interpretation of Rashi... A people of about 2 million needed to have. Do you understand how large of a force that is? Right? I mean, America has a standing army of 1.3 million.
The percentage, right? the percentage that's being described here is through the roof.
Yes. I mean, that's an insane force. And remember, it's not a standing army. Right? According to this understanding, this is America's standing army in the entire world.
Yeah, that's great.
Right? This is in a single battle. Do you know what it looks like to 600,000 people in a battle?
That is just a bloody mess.
That's no, right? No choreographer has had that many people.
You have 29,000 people in your army in Belgium? Good for you. Good for you. Don't worry, Americans, when I was in Canada, we always made fun of Canada. 29,000. Who knew?
Ooh.
But you know, in Canada, Mounties.
Yes, the Mounties.
The Mounties.
Wait, isn't that like with the red thing?
The guys on the red jackets on their horses.
Oh my god.
Okay. About being Canadian.
Oh, I love
my
it.
Go-to bit.
I love it. Okay, so good. But so this is, you know, this is like how I feel sometimes, where you know, there's a machlokes rishonim that people always quote that something's only a rishus harabim where you can't make an eruv if there are 600,000 people, right? Which, according to some mafarshim, means 600,000 people on this road, right? That makes it a rishus harabim, right? Or 600,000 people who could walk on it on Shabbos. And I remember there was one article in a journal in Brooklyn after they were arguing about the Flatbush Erev or one of the Erevs in Erev, and he said, "Are you people out of your mind?" He said,
600,000 is the amount that makes it that you can't have an Erev somewhere, right?
Yeah, yeah, but that's a machlokes. But, you know, but he said, realistically, it actually doesn't make much sense because if you, in Rosh Hashanah, it has to be 16 amos wide. So if you took it 16 amos wide, and people stand in one amma, right, according to the Gemara, so by simple mathematics, right, how many rows of people do you need, right? Because there are certain people who understand it, not just 600,000 in the city, which is Ramosha goes in more that direction, but 600,000 on that road on a given Shabbos. So are you people crazy? Right, if you want to do this easy mathematically, forget 16, do 15, it'll be easier for you.
Wait, no, repeat
well,
the mathematics.
That amount of people traveling on a road. We did this in 7th grade. We
Come
actually
on.
Measured the
repeat
road.
The, yeah, repeat in, the math
in divide 600,000 by 16. I understand it's hard to do it by 15, and you'll get the answer.
It's a
little bit less than 40,000 rows of people standing in exact formation.
Wait, you said 16...
You're talking about, like, an actual army marching.
Or just people for Shazarabim. I'm just saying, do you understand how big this is, right? If you did an army... Right? Yeah, but that's basically... It's the
wouldn't
same as Kreshvod,
wouldn't it be
right?
20,000?
What?
600,000 divided by 15.
Yes.
20,000.
We just said... You said 4... By 16, really.
By 16, that changes...
You said
multiply 15.
Yeah.
Right? 15 into 60 is 4.
Okay.
Now right? Add a ton of beautiful 48. Zeros.
Yes. 40,000, my bad.
Right? Is it 40,000? Am I off?
No, I did it because I put 15 into 60. I thought of it 15 to 30. That's why.
No, that's right.
That's 40,000.
600,000. Yeah, I got that right. 40,000. Yeah, 40,000. I got that right. My math is good. I was always good doing math in my head, right? And that was basic math, right? That wasn't like, you know.
What haven't you always been good at?
It wasn't like I had a high school teacher who like could do like the square root of any number, even non-perfect square roots, to like 4 decimal points in his head within 3 seconds. But
I've seen those videos, and they...
I can't do that, but I can divide 60 by 15.
My friend was...
That mathematics.
One teacher we had was like an Air Force general, who also... You tell him four
I'm really not bragging
numbers.
When I say, you know, I can divide 60 by 15. I'm like, ooh, I...
No, I'm saying...
Anyways. Anyways, that's not the point.
I've just been always like very slow math in my head, very on paper kind of guy. So when anyone can do math in their head, I just get immediately amazed by them.
Anyways, so Ella Ikara de Milsa Kedisa Bisifra, and therefore, now this is one of those interesting things, is that the Ra'ah understands Rashi in a way that is entirely implausible, and therefore what does he do? Reject Rashi. The alternative would have been to
go with him.
To reinterpret Rashi in a way that makes it make sense. Or make sense. Okay. Right? This is like a very unfair move, which is what you said makes no sense. Therefore, I'm not going to try to understand you. Right? Okay.
But you just said the Ra'ah's idea is that the six.
No. That's how he understands Rashi.
Yeah.
And therefore he rejects Rashi.
Uh-huh.
And adopts the Sifrei.
The Sifrei says like that 600,000 is for the forces itself. I'm guessing we probably did this source before.
Every day since we've started.
The Sifrei. Oh yeah, you've mentioned Sifrei a lot. Yes.
The Sifrei.
The order, Rishus. You know, order that. Okay. Yeah. Fine. But again, what do you see in the Ra'ah? Let's do a clear read, right? Careful read. Does he think that the Sifrei is identical or distinct from the Bavli?
Wait. What's again distinct?
Different.
Well, he doesn't talk.
Different.
Sifrei also mentions order. Then it's not brought up here.
Does he say it's the same? We haven't even read it yet. Does he think the Sifrei is the same or different than the Bavli?
Probably.
No, it is different.
No, he thinks it's the same because he rejects Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara and adopts the Sifrei's interpretation as an interpretation of the Gemara. Right, that's what he did methodologically. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right, there's no two ways about this. Right, sometimes we can say, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. Obviously it is correct in this case because he's saying, I am interpreting the Gemara in light of the Sifrei. Good. So he quotes the Sifrei, but if you caught it in the very quick time I read that, because we've seen this a million times, which aspect of the Sifrei does he pick on? Order or Rishus?
Describing something about the physical way. Rishut is again important.
Permission. Order.
Sifrei is about order.
Correct. He picks the order one. Okay, good. Okay. Now let us move to Mari Korkas and the Mari Tats. Okay, so we've noted that the Rambam is a bit hard to parse, right? We suggest an interpretation of the Rambam, right? Namely, the Rambam thinks you need two qualifications. Halacha Bet is Rabim, which he interprets as at the behest of Yisrael. And Halacha Gimel is, and you need it to be in the right order. Yes?
Mm.
And we suggested, based on the Rav, it's an overflow Svara. It's not a Rishos Svara, it's that only once the core is full can Kedusha overflow out, right? Which means two things. One is that if it's non-contiguous, then it can never become Kadosh, right? Like something that is not in Asia, Africa, Europe.
Can't be.
Right? Belgium could be Kadosh if everything from Eretz Yisrael at Belgium was conquered.
America could be.
Look, if we got to Belgium, it wouldn't be hard to conquer Belgium with their 29,000 standing soldiers. Is that their standing army or their total army?
Probably
their total army.
Yeah. Total army.
Oh, that's their total army. Oh, God. Because America's total army is 17 million. Yeah. Is their standing army is like 1. Or something like that, according to whatever he showed me. Right? Belgium is like, their total army is like the number of people in like, is it 1/3 the number of people in Modi'in. Right? I'm just saying. Their total army is like from here to Buchman. Okay.
There's just a few people with a handgun in their bed, that's all they are.
Handguns!
Handgun.
No, they shoot a gun and a little white flag that says, we surrender, comes out.
Anyways.
Take what you want, it's fine. No, please. Mikasa is Sukasa.
Okay.
Me waffles.
Okay. We love you. No, in Canada, we really did always make fun of it. It was just like us Americans living in Canada. We're like, you know.
What are you going to do about it?
Everything there is just so less intense.
Oh yeah, Canada's so
very relaxed.
Yeah.
Until you go to Quebec.
When I first got there, they were doing it was a little bit after I was there. They had the prime minister elections, and they're like, "This has been the most intense, longest."
So they made a big
longest campaign season. It was like 6 weeks. I'm like,
campaigned in America for like 2.5 years.
They literally start the day the president becomes president.
Yeah, no, like start their campaigning and all that stuff the day that, like, yeah, it's insane.
I was like, and harsh? I'm like, have you looked at Israel? Literally, every ad I get from the prime minister bashing the left every day. Guns, small, khalash. But every day, right? It's like, the one I got yesterday was like the most vicious one. It literally took the entire list on guns and said, number one, supports Palestinians. Number two, wants to drive out 90,000 settlers from their homes. Number three, is a terrorist. Like, it was just like, going on?
For crazy. Would the left ever win an election?
They've won one since 82. But the right had won zero times till 82. The country goes in swings.
Like, no, 62, like
48 to 82.
The left would actually do that.
I don't know what they would do. Anyways, so my point is just, okay, scare tactics, great. It's no better on the left, right? BB, the devil incarnate.
Oh my god.
Yeah. That's essentially how the ads read.
It's so ridiculous.
It's like, welcome to Israel. Okay.
Say what you want, do what you want. No one cares.
Yes. Look, there is no country you can look to for solace now. The whole world has gone crazy.
Actually, though, it's kind of scary.
It really is quite terrifying. America, woo! England, like, you know.
I like how Donnie's the one who really got that.
You don't get it?
I mean, what happened? Did something happen with England? I understood France. I was thinking France.
What's happening here?
I don't know. Apparently, he doesn't know for the chaos in England right now.
Oh, there's political chaos.
Yes.
You mean that?
That's the Arabic. That's an understatement.
Wait, this is not the Brexit, right? You're not
Yes, it is.
Oh, you're talking about the Brexit. Okay.
And like the fights over Brexit that are happening in like the next 3 weeks. Yeah. Okay. Good. Mary Corcus is a very early commentary on the Rambam. So he writes, "Eretz Yisrael Meruchah Makom." So, Perakama Davod Zara Nechleku Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yosi Der Meir Saver Kibush Yochid Loshme Kibush V'Nivsika Sham Halacha Kibush Yosi. And Rabbi Yossi paskins that Kibush Yochid does not count. Uperish Kibush Yochid, Perish Rashi Zal. Should David midas atzmo kavash below how you call Yisrael biyachad? With David kavshel itzarko. Right. So he quotes Rashi, who said David did it by himself without all of Yisrael. Vote kazer shalap yurim v'tumim, and it wasn't the yurim v'tumim. Shishim ribo. Uvitosos hechriu kedivrei rabbeinu. Shatam hu mivnei shadayin lo nichim v'shakal eretz Yisrael. Oyvei. What does the Mari Kirkus disagree with me, right? I told you, there are people who are going to disagree with me. I didn't tell you it was the Mari Kirkus, right? Right, remember, I argued based on a close read of the Rambam that Halacha Bet, the Rambam introduces the notion of Rabim, and Halacha Gimel, he introduces the Sifrei as order as a second condition, right? But what does the Mari Kirkus argue? How does he read the Rambam? Look inside, not at your notes.
I was reading here.
It shouldn't be in your notes yet, because we're doing it now, unless you wrote it up during
no,
Seder.
No, I didn't write it during Seder. I was sitting...
Right now.
My face was like this reading it.
So what does he say? Uvitosos... You have to read carefully. Uvitosos hechriu kedivrei rabbeinu.
Like it's with many people.
No. Tosvos ruled like... Who's Rabbeinu?
Rabbeinu? Rav?
The Rambam. He's a commentary on the Rambam.
Oh, okay.
Kedivrei Rabbeinu, our teacher, the Rambam, because he's writing on the Rambam.
Is this a commentary called Rabbeinu?
Rabbeinu means our teacher.
Okay.
He's writing on the Rambam, so he refers to the Rambam as Rabbeinu.
I see.
Our teacher. So what does he think? He thinks that both Halacha Bet and Gimel, meaning... the question of numbers and the question of order are what?
Together.
Are functions of Rabim. Right? Against our deal.
Like originally,
right?
Those both...
Right? We argued, right? At least I argued, you can agree or disagree, right? That Halacha Bet, the Rambam, defines Rabim, which is Litzorech Yisrael. And Halacha Gimel introduces a second Halacha, which is about order, which is independent of Rabim, right? Meaning he thinks there are two traditions that both need to be kept for different reasons. One is it needs a national conquest, and the second is, even if the conquest is legitimate, if it wasn't in the right order, then the Kedusha can't overflow, mm-hmm. right? Because there's a nituk, there's a separation between Israel and the part you want to sanctify. But the Marikurkis identifies Tosfos with the Rambam, which means that he thinks, the Rambam thinks, that order is a function of Rabbim.
Okay.
You're saying okay in the I don't know what you just said. Okay.
I'm trying right? meaning I'm processing. I'm trying to process
right?
it.
Right? Very simple. Tosfos echiyu kedivrei Rabbeinu. Tosfos said order equals Rabbim. Yeah. Not just a second condition, but Rabbim. And he says Tosfos equals Rambam.
Okay.
Right. That David Samach Lopalton Shachaloha Rashta, the Hainivusi, Vahinoholech Vikovish Aram Narayim Varam Sova, Elo Sherabenu, Sover Digam, Im Yachir Oshev, and Holoch Kovish Ir Echad Latzmo, Filmea Arich, and not Lalav Rama, Fagav, the Leka, Hahu Taima. He admits the Ramam is a second condition, namely, even if it's in the right order. But an individual does it. Ava b'ke nikra kibush yochid. The mitzvahs no hago sham, and the mitzvahs won't apply there. Keretz Yisrael. V'zeh shud v'chul achlok keretz Yisrael kadesh shal yikarei achar kach kibush yochid. Mashi yichmosh kol shevet l'atzmo afilu shahaya mer eretz shenasna l'avram avinu. Shayach haitayma. Ulefi shesuria haya ba'atzad kol Yisrael uvirushut bezdin hagadol v'dalach mel Yisrael hutzrachnu letam desamuch lepalton shechol okabashta. Okay, but then he notes that, right, even though he does seem to think that the Rambam defines this as part of Yachid Rabbim, says he does know there is a difference between the Rambam and Tosfos. So Das Rabbeinu Seinu Balei Tosfos shachnu kol Yisrael afil Yachid HaKovesh afil chutzar Yisrael nikra Eretz Yisrael. He notes that Tosfos only needs order, and the Rambam clearly needs order plus Rabbim. Right? But then he notes that this is not really true. That right after saying this, right? I still think he's convinced that the Rambam thinks it's part of Rabbim, but he says what? He says, but there's still a difference of emphasis, which I argued as well, which is that according to the Rambam, the key is Rabbim and order. According to Tosfos, the key is Rishus and order. Right? It's Rishus. The Rambam doesn't need Rishus. Right? The Rambam takes that out of the Sifrei. Okay, let's skip down. To Vim Tomar, Im Ken Mimne Nad Kabash David Aram Narayim, Vainitas No Hagosham, Veshashokatara, Tara Amra, Mishra Saltam Rasham Lichwas Kultaraz Vulasakane Ella. And have you seen Lo Rishakosh Arayim? Calls him a friend. Sorry, that's also a friend. The Sovereign Balea Tosfos, the David Lomidas Bezin Agodol. And he said, how do I know that Tosfos and the Rambam differ? And this was my diak before. Which is the Rambam explicitly says that David did it, Midas Bezdin. Right? Which means that he thinks that, according to the Rambam, the problem is not Rishus, because he had Rishus.
Okay.
He asked the courts.
Yeah, right.
Vigam Lamidas calls Yisrael Kavash. Vikavan Shaloka Torah, Hayam Mistama Shalom Eskim and call Yisrael. And now he pulls a fast one.
Are you talking about Yeshua?
No, David.
David.
Now he pulls a fast one, and he says, and since it was against the halacha, so you might say, oh, is the problem that it's against halacha per se? He said, no. The problem was that because it was against halacha, Jews are good and from. So against halacha, most people wouldn't want to do it, right? Most people don't do usher things. Jews are very from, right?
Sorry, why do we exist right now in the way we do?
Yeah, exactly. But the Bez HaGadol is a good proof. Okay. And then he notes that Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, he adds the position of the Ri, Mehar Fort, which was that it was an individual, and that is closer to the Rambam. Okay, now go 5-6 lines from the bottom, and let's read one more thing that he adds to this discussion. Mashikazer of Rabbeinu de lechach hutzrach Yeshua veizdino lechalik as aris kedush liyach harkach kibush yochid. That which the Rambam says that Yeshua had to divide the land, so that when the Shvatim subsequently divided the land, it wouldn't be kibush yochid. Kishyelech kol shevet viyachmosh chalko afilu shaya me'aris shenis none of Avraham Avinu lo yodati ma tam losa. I don't know what he wanted from this. Umeayin hotziyo. Where did it come from? And that makes a very sharp diuk. And he says, wait a second. According to the Rambam, what is the Rambam think Tzorach Kol Yisrael means?
It's the want of all Yisrael.
Midat Yisrael, right? At their behest. Right? But he says, but wait a second. If that's the case, why did the Rambam have to come up with the Svar of Yeshua? You could have just said that each Shevet conquered their own territory, but everybody in Klal Yisrael agreed that that was the best way to fight. And then it would have worked. But the Rambam seems to say that it only worked why? Is there an extra tissue over there?
Yeah.
Right. It's just a... Whatever. He said, but according to the Rambam, right, this is a good question. He says...
I mentioned Yehoshua did it first, so then...
Right, exactly. Right, he says, the Rambam seems to be contradictory, because the Rambam seems to say that what do you need... That everyone will agree to this battle. So according to that logic, the Jews could have come into Israel and said, okay, everybody, let's divide up, let's divide and conquer, literally, right? You know, usually we use that as a metaphor. Here it's literal, people, divide and conquer. And according to the Rambam Svara, should that have worked?
Technically.
It should have, but the Rambam says explicitly... It didn't work, and it only worked because first Yeshua
took the main cities,
right? Did the main conquest, and then divided the land, and then they did it on behalf of Klal Yisrael, right? So he said, "Why do you need that?" Right? It's a good question. That's a good question. The Rambam
to show both ways, because they.
What do you mean? He said literally. He said
because there's the idea of the agreeing to that all of them fought together. And then there's the idea that then it also works with agreeing themselves to take over a certain part of the area.
But why do you need that? Why do you
to
right?
Show both sides? At one point, it's people are in different.
No, the not why Svara, not like philosophically. The Rambam says halachically, it would not have worked.
Oh.
Why? The Rambam said that what makes it Rabbim is at their behest.
I guess Aaron speaks for the Aaron speaks for the people, does he not? Listen to Nach. Aaron was different from
Yehoshua, first of all.
My bad. Yehoshua was different from Moshe because he spoke with the people. He wasn't on Moshe's different level.
Understand? If Yehoshua had just said, everybody divide and conquer, shouldn't that have been enough? According to Rambam's own Svara.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If Yehoshua is the representative, represents the people agree and they say, let's divide and conquer, so why did Yehoshua need to do the initial battles?
Okay, I mean, the nations themselves weren't necessarily strong enough.
Yeah, but the Rambam says it's not a military...
Are you trying to do...
Within the Rambam. Look at back at the Rambam. The Rambam is very explicit that this wasn't a practical military decision. It was necessary from a halachic perspective to sanctify the land.
Mm-hmm.
So stop giving me answers. Don't answer the question. Why halachically, why was this necessary? It's a good question.
Yeah, I didn't say it wasn't.
God.
Right, he said, "Lo yadat." I mean, I know too. Ki afshar lomer ki chemin shkol echa brushus kulam midaita v'rzon mayose v'hei meret shenazel Avram Avinu loma yikra kibush yachid v'chid zarech shiu kulam rubam b'chol kibush yichdashu. Do you really need a massive force? Ukvar hekshar abasin ba'atazu v'zor gedolam izud ledas ri ayin sham because the rabbeinu and nikra shal kadesh negav b'kol mitzvos kevin kivim bazel lomer daftel in eretz mitzvos in eretz shal v'kedushas eretz shal yeshlav. But then he says, "Oh." He doesn't answer the question, right? He leaves it as a question, but he says, by the way, it's clear in this that all of this is only l'inyan mitzvos haaretz, but not l'inyan that other kedusha. Remember we talked, there's two types of kedusha. There's the main kedusha, mitzvos kedusha, and then there's shame eretz Yisrael. Right? We quoted this from the Kaftar of Ferach.
It's in eretz Yisrael, the other one is...
The actual kedusha, right? Because we noted, according to the Ramban, for example, there's a mitzvah to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Why is there a mitzvah to conquer Eretz Yisrael? Until you conquer it, it's not holy. The answer is, it's not holy for the purpose of mitzvah, but it has a certain basic kedusha, right? Basic identity, and that's what the Rikorko says. Kibush Yachid is only insufficient to grant kedusha, but it may grant it.
So they first
the more generic
the generic idea for Yisrael for the Yehudim.
So now, can we come up? So he doesn't answer the question. Can we come and answer for the Rambam?
Because
Mari Kurkis doesn't answer the question, but according to the Rambam, can we defend it?
He wants to get the first kiddushah with everyone going together to take the main town.
Oh, but why is it necessary halachically, legally, not militarily? Because the Rambam says it was a halachic necessity. Why?
So you do it all split up.
No, to first fight together and then divide. Right? Meaning he's saying, if it's about Das, so why don't they just agree?
They just agree to divide and conquer.
Yeah.
The Kedusha for the main...
Because of how the first, like, I guess...
Can't the first Kedusha only be if it's one nation together?
First, like, you do, like, a... We're commanded to conquer the land, right? So that's, like, a command that we all have together. So we do it as one, and then after you fulfilled that, like, that, I guess, that kium or whatever...
Right,
then,
so I think that...
you can split off into...
Right, I think you'll have to... Right, I think you'll have to say something like that, which is, you're right that it's at the... that doing something at the behest of Klal Yisrael is enough to make it national. But... you know, just like we have the overflow Svara in Halacha Gimel, you could say, look, it only makes sense to talk about, you know, individual battles on behalf of the nation after that first battle was fought.
With the whole nation.
Right? Meaning, once you fought the battle that establishes the state, right? It's, I think what Shimon's saying is, right, to put it a little bit differently, right? It's, we've talked a lot about this mashal because it's helpful, right? The American mashal, right? Sure. You can have a pitched battle to add another state to the Union, right? But America became... right. First, you need to define America. Fight the British, win, declare the state, right?
Then
each... you know, you have the Articles of Confederation, each has a minor identity, right? You can have some sort of federalist, right? Right? Yes, you could say we could have all agreed to just divide it up, and that would have been Midat Yisrael. But it also would have been nonsense, right? That's not national, right? Without an initial battle,
altogether,
right? Where we conquered enough land where we could plausibly say we are now a nation state. I think that's where the Rambam's getting at, is that it's not just... the way that Mari Kurkis is saying, the Rambam just needs permission from everybody, right? I think what really is true is the Rambam needs permission so that it will be national, right? You know, when Belgium's 29,000 soldiers fight, it may be a small percentage of the country, but it's still the pride of Belgium, right? But, I guess, I don't know. But you couldn't have... but you can't have a national army before you have a nation state, right? Like, if you have nowhere to have a base, right? You're a vagabond group wandering through the desert, right? And then you get to the order and say... divide and conquer! And then a bunch of, these 600,000 people just run in different directions and conquer land, right? And then at the end you say, oh, right, now we're a nation, right?
It's not exactly...
it's not national, right? If you say, look, let's conquer a few major cities first and set up camps, and then we'll divide, right? That already looks more national. I think that's what the Rambam's getting at, right? That it's... the Rambam isn't looking at these as hard and fast rules. He's looking at how do I define something as national? And the answer is set up a base, right? Get permission, make sure the national leaders are involved, right? Meaning there are different ways, right, factors to this.
Right.
Right? But it's siman siba, right? It's not that the Rambam needs this condition and that's enough, right? It's that it, right, all these correlate, right? They indicate that this is national, right? And I think at some level, right, you can only have a national battle after you have enough territory to define your home base. Okay. Maritats. Who is the Maritats? Yosef's like, I'm not trying my luck today. Yeah.
I can think about it.
Even though I already told it to you earlier in Seder, this wouldn't be luck, this would be memory.
This morning you said it.
Yes. Rabbi Yom Tov Tzahala. Okay, Yom Tov Tzahalam. Okay, so Nishalti im Eglon hi Eretz Yisrael Olo. Right? This is an old question, right? I was asked about Eglon, which is, I assume, a part of Eretz Moab. So I assume somewhere out to the southeast of Israel. Is it part of Eretz Israel or not? Why did this questioner want to know? Why did he want to know? Marit, Sarah Lone, well, they lived 500 years ago. Yom Tov Sheni! Right? He wants to know, that. What does everyone else want to know? Right? That's what everyone wants to know. Do I have to keep Yom Tov Sheni or not? Right? This year, unfortunately, on the last day of Pesach, for Americans, for Chutzlikim, you will all be suffering with you because it's Shabbos. So even though it'll be Pesach will be over for us,
easier for us to for second Chag, because we don't have to worry about when to do Mimona and the whole thing. We're in Israel. Some of those who keep 2 days still have it easy now for Pesach, because everyone's going to end after Shabbat.
Oh yeah. Well, even for those of us, it's the worst.
Yep.
This happened before, didn't it?
You remember Sukkot?
It's felt.
No, I'm saying no, like this.
Happened like this.
Happened last year too.
Oh, it's so annoying because like we go. Yeah.
It's been like the third year.
No, it's like you're like real excited, like, yeah, business is over, but then it's like...
Wait, where's the hotel?
And, no, never mind.
It's America, right?
For him, it doesn't matter. He's in
no
America.
Yeah. I meant when it goes into Shabbos, not... This is different.
No. This is where the eighth day of Shabbos. Oh, for Israelis, it's annoying. For Americans, it's great.
Oh, okay, fine. No, I was referring to, like, when it's the 3 day, like, 3 days.
No, it's not 3 days.
He's thinking more of just how it's long.
The non-covered food, so that Shabbos is just the most depressing Shabbos ever.
But that's how Israelis feel.
Right.
That's how we feel.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's for you guys this year. That's what it's going to be like.
Yes.
When
I mean, look,
to us in
we could if we found a nice guy to donate chametz to.
I mean, you're just surrounded by so many nice goyim, right?
Yes, I'd have to like look.
On
I mean,
all sides, just the nicest
people. I mean, they're very sweet in Wadi Anis. You know, maybe in Wadi Anis they will offer me. You know,
here, please have some of our malawa.
Right, but you know, then there's the problem of the cooking on Shabbos,
exactly.
Good for you, right? It's like, no, it's like, hey, I happen to have an extra package of Oreos lying around.
Oops, don't want these.
Yeah, which of course is like, that's what I need on Shabbos, right? Ooh, Oreos. It's no, I want challah. It's like, it's Shabbos, and
so
we have to go
nice,
to there with matzah. No, it's good matzah, right? There's no way of doing it.
Do you know, this, is there only a certain bakery that makes a ginormous challah for Mimonas and Pesach, right, in Toronto?
What?
Huh?
My uncle always orders this enormous challah that goes from pretty much to both the ends of these tables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For what?
You have to order before it. For Mimona, yeah. I thought it's it. So it's only they only get a few.
Night.
My uncle always
what
gets like always reserves one before.
Like, what is it? Post Pesach party?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have like a wild chametz fest after Pesach.
I mean, doesn't everyone look at like that? Yeah.
It's we get why.
They do it like wild Middle Eastern style, you know.
Oh.
Middle Eastern isn't why.
I don't know. I have never
you
been
you
to
you
one.
You guys do like schlissel challah too.
Schlissel challah?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
No, do you have the schlissel challah?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I don't know what the schlissel challah is.
Okay, I don't want to talk about this heretical practice. Ridiculous practice.
Okay.
What? Some people think
of
Ojazara.
Rabbi's against Shishakala?
I don't know what Shishakala is.
Yes.
Why?
So into it.
We are very. Of course,
that's cool. You're right.
That's what I need for
my parnasa. My parnasa will double tomorrow if I make a challah with a key in it.
Everything has a nice communication into it.
Look, we can do an experiment. I'll bake a challah with a key and I'll see if they double my salary. I'm willing to put money down that it won't happen.
He's willing to put the double salary he won't get down on this.
That means to show the abundance.
And I promise you that if I told her again, the reason I wanted a raise of 100% was because I did Shlosser Challah and I believed in the Segula, his reaction would be basically the reaction I just gave you.
Does the Segula stem from like it's something Kabbalah or something?
I don't know. Like, anyways, I don't know. Fine.
It's like eating the garlic and the sugar and figuring it out.
So,
what?
Garlic and sugar to pee on a pen. I have no clue what you just said there.
It's another one.
Oh, so he launches into this very long tshuva, which I know you didn't read, so I don't feel bad having given it to all of you, because it's not like you suffered through it.
Well, you know, why don't you just put it right out there?
So he gets into a discussion: is that Eretz Israel, the right, which bank, etc. But then he gets into a discussion of kibush yachid. Okay, so if you go down to, you go to the next page. So basically, right, his background here is that the some of the area on the east bank of the Jordan was conquered by who? Moshe Rabbeinu.
Oh, okay, okay.
You're like, I knew that. Did you know that?
No, I mean, he did work towards the cities. The,
I want to say Yeshua, but
it makes sense if he took land.
Which kings did he conquer?
What kings? Yeah. No, I mean, I'm saying it makes sense. Not that I knew. Not that I.
Which
knew
kings
it
did Moshe conquer on the east bank of the Jordan?
That's leaves me at a blur. I can't. King? He there were multiple. I know I have to start reading from the Tanakh
Jeopardy,
to know this stuff.
No Jeopardy.
I don't know. I made a Jeopardy.
Well, this, yeah, I didn't know what those Jeopardy meant.
Believe me, if you made the question for Jeopardy, no one would win anything. My times are. I can already put the buzzer. Like, I'm gonna say an answer, but put zero for my whether it gets dealt for my money value.
Smart, Sichon and Og.
Okay.
You're like, it's not even ringing a bell.
Og sounds familiar. That's all I can tell you. Isn't Og the giant also in the? Okay. So a midrash helped me understand Og. For those who can't tell, I'm Zerg is now doing a meditation of sorts to try and repress all the anger he has to thrash me.
Not at you, but at our educational system that at the age of 18, Chumash is not a required text.
I was one of the few kids who didn't try to drop the class.
Wow, that made me even more depressed than I was 15 seconds ago. Okay.
Tandy's face is priceless.
Okay. So he says, so look at the paragraph Ga. Ga ma shechriya chachocham ha-moyre b'divir ha-rambam. Shekosof she'eret Yisrael hi ba'arto shekovash melech Yisrael midas rov Yisrael. Vimken midora mizot ha'aret shekovash adoneinu Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom b'chevrat kol Yisrael. Right, so this guy said to him, look, this is on the east bank of the Jordan. If you think that what makes something kibush rabim and kadosh is what?
The being a nation.
Nation? Is Moshe Rabbeinu less than Yoshua? Moshe did it. Right? That's why the guy's asking. He said it was Moshe. You know, those parshiot you forgot about. Moshe fought Sichon and Og and won. The Im Tomar Surya Yochichu Shlo Nitzkacha B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael L'Fisha Nishu Rabbi Shim Avad Amamin. And then you'll say, wait a second, but maybe you'll tell me overflow Svara, right? Meaning Eretz Yisrael wasn't conquered yet, right? The Shiva Amin are still in Eretz Yisrael. Kal Vachomer here, you haven't even started, right? It's going backwards. Yesh Lomar De'ena Nidon Domel Raya. He says, I don't think that's the same, because there, it was impossible. And now he introduces his svara. He says fundamentally that what this phrase is about order? No! He goes to the opposite extreme of the Rambam. The Rambam says, right, removes Rishus and brings in order. The Maritats reads the Sifrei as being about permission. And you know what he says? This is crazy. He says it's a kenas. It's a punishment. Namely, if you do it out of order, God punishes you and prevents Kedusha from descending on this land. But therefore, he thinks that fundamentally, this is a chiddush. I mean, everyone else has assumed what? That Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael needs to start in Eretz Yisrael and then can expand. Right? He says, no, it's not true. What makes something Kadosh v'Kedusha to Eretz? That the Jewish people conquered it. And what is he saying? By saying kenas, what is he really saying? Right, he says that Syria, the kibush yachid lashmei kibush, is a kenas. What does that mean? A fine. Okay. God finds you. What does that mean? That he comes in with a big chiddush. Fundamentally, that what? All conquest carried out by Jews has the potential to turn whatever land it's
into
Israel.
Yeah.
It's in order for it not to be, what do you need? It needs to be usher. And for God to punish you by removing the Kedusha that should have otherwise existed.
This is not all his, is it?
What?
This is all of the Haritz.
This is the Maritat, that's what he says. Maritats. And therefore he says, I'll come up with a crazy nafkamina.
Meaning?
Right? Right, what's his nafkamina? He says, what about Moshe Rabbeinu? Was it Bereshus? Yes. Was it in Israel?
No.
Was it a national fight?
Yes.
Therefore, is it Kadosh?
Yes.
You haven't touched Eretz Israel. You didn't even cross the Jordan. He says, doesn't matter. National, mutter, fight, conquest, Kadosh, no kinas. Right? Amnam, kanshalo, hershali, kanas, laaretz, mayadam, lasas, akar, lajana, chacham, amore. Sorry, this is not the Maritats. This is the person talking in the Maritats, the chacham. Right? Now the Maritats says, hey, uve emet rai nechonehi. That sounds good. Devadai kevan shekavsha Moshe Adonenu. See, this is why I made a note to myself in 2008. To next time you learn the sugya of Kibush Yachid, right? Look, make sure you look at the Maritats. Shout out to Rosenzweig. I looked up my Bechina from 2008 and I found my note to myself. I was like, I left myself a note to look at the Maritats. And I looked back and I was like, hey, it says look at the Maritats. And I was like, I think it's the Maritats, Resh Tet Zayin. I was like, hey, it is the Maritats, Resh Tet Zayin. It hasn't changed since 2008. You're all like, 2008? We were not learning Maritats in 2008.
Yeah.
Apparently we also weren't learning Chumash. Anyways, fine.
Started Chumash, actually.
Right, Devad, I came to Gavsha Moshe Ben Alav HaShalom in Kol Yisrael, Lo Gara V'din Kibush V'ishan Yesh Lahem. This should count as a first Kibush. Umashik Shemi Surya V'teres Teres Nachonu. And that which he asked about Syria, I like it. It's great. Af Al Gav D'yesh L'bal Din Lachol G'lomer D'befeirish Kosev HaRambam V'zeh L'shono V'zeh Zechor Levrach Al Chaya Olam Haba V'zeh L'shono Minim Ayarta Surya M'mal Eretz Yisrael M'nei Shekashu Kodem Shekirvosh Kol Eretz Yisrael El Nishra V'shiva Amin V'yilutavas Kol Yisrael Kol Eretz Kenan L'glo Zevach HaKavash Arta Zacher Zegibusho Kulom Eretz Yisrael Novar Ad Kam L'shono. And even though you could have said that this is wrong in the Rambam, why? Before you even read it, what is it going to say? It says Sharesh Eina Dover Menesh Kinas Sheniknas Dover Amelech Alav Hashalom Al Shinishrash Lo Kavash Eretz Yisrael Tchila Evergreens Akazavushal Kadosh Chutzlars Kadosh Kadosh Yisrael. He said, you read the Rambam, you think it's not a punishment. It's not about mutter usser, right? Meaning he makes the exact deal I made in the Rambam, which is that according to the Rambam, it's not about usser mutter. It's about order. It's about overflow kedusha.
Did he just say order wasn't? He took it out of order.
No. So the Maritat says, ah. The Rambam seems to think it's about order. He says, "Ve'im kei me'atem yifarish kein yetzel and ma'ashukavash Moshe adino alav hashalom kodin shkivush eretz Yisrael af al pi shlo hayu lo rishus likanes la'aretz mikom makom gzeres ha'kasev yishalo tekadesh ma'arish mash kodin kivush eretz Yisrael." He said, if you understood it like that, meaning that it's about order and not permission, then whatever Moshe conquered should
not
be kadosh. V'chenai nir b'divri Yerushalmi v'sechet chala. You know how some meata mashia dovin meniach sefer svar tzrael bekovin sefer svar chutz loretz harei shelo amar adram derech kinas amnei shekashvin kodem kibush eretz Yisrael. He says the Rambam seems to not go in this direction, right? That it's not about a kinas, right? It's about order, right? Right. He's, okay.
Wait.
Right now, the Maritats is saying the Rambam seems to think it's about order.
Okay. Yes.
Right. The after years ago, I mean, Kafi Anirami Bryce the Sifrei, but he says, but I disagree, because the Sifrei. Remember, we said the Sifrei has two factors: order and Rishus,
right,
which is primary. So we said the Rambam thinks it's order and removes the Rishus entirely.
Right.
The Maritats looks at the Sifrei and says, I think the Rambam is wrong. Why? Because he focuses on Rishus entirely. Remember, I said there are three ways of doing it.
Order at all?
The Sifrei says, in the right order, it's mutter. And I said there are three possibilities: that you need order by itself, that you need permission by itself, or you need permission and order.
Yeah.
Right? the Rambam got rid of the permission, right? Downplays permission and says it's really about order. Maritatz goes all the way to the other extreme and says, I think order is accidental. Reading, normally you can't do things out of order. But that's not really the problem. Right? The problem isn't the order, the problem is Rishus. And therefore, in a case when it would be mutter to do some things out of order, like Moshe, who wasn't allowed into Israel, but he was chayef to fight Sichon and Og, then it would be Kadosh. And he says, therefore, I disagree with the Rambam, meaning he does two things which are very good for us, right? Is he tells us that he agrees with our reading of the Rambam, that the Rambam thinks about order by itself, and now he tells you that what the Sifrei means is Rishus.
So he's against the Rambam.
Yes, he disagrees with the Rambam, but he also explains the Rambam. Right? I mean, he does two things. He explains the Rambam the way we did, and says, but I disagree. Right?
Why does he agree?
He disagrees, yeah, because he reads the Sifrei differently than the Rambam. The Rambam focused on the order part, and he says, I think the Sifrei is about permission. But like I said, he's an even more radical read than we've seen until now, because everyone else has said, without permission, it doesn't become Kadosh. Right? Kenas makes it sound like, without permission, it still should be Kadosh because of Rabbim. But we remove the Kedusha. Right? God punishes you by taking away the Kedusha. Right? Mashmash der Kenasu, the Tanya Hassam, Parshas Ekev, and then he reads the whole Sifrei. Next paragraph. Hare Mashma Shederech Kenas, Kansu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekach Amru. Amr lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, what's his diuk? Because what is the Sifrei's language? God says to David, what are you doing? Right? What are you doing? You're going out of order. Mashma Shekansu Derech Kenas. He says, the rhetoric of the Sifrei sounds like the main point wasn't the order, but was the fact that it made God angry, meaning that it happened to be Usher. Right, it wasn't the order per se. In this case, the order was wrong. And that's why it was Usher. But for him, the main problem is that it is...
it's permission.
It's permission. That God gets angry and actively removes it. But again, he makes this wild Kiddush, which is that fundamentally, conquest should have the power to turn anything into Israel. Even before Eretz Yisrael is holy.
Right.
God has to step in and actively remove the Kedusha as punishment to those who would dare violate his word. Right? Which is a very... right, it's a very extreme way of reading this. He says, he says, I get it. This doesn't really sound right. Right? Asasha lo katara doesn't sound like it's a kenas. Eladin Torah, it sounds like it's a halacha. Namely, that shalo yichbud chuzar is called the merit Israel. He said, but I'm going to downplay that language in favor of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't want you to do this language, meaning the Asr Mutter language. Right, and then he goes on to prove that this is what the Sifrei is getting at. Right, he develops this Kenas thing extensively. See, do I want anything else from this? Right now. Now later on he softens his stand, right? But at this point he had set up this stand very, very clearly. In his last paragraph, but look at just the last paragraph. For the last paragraph, he backtracks a little bit and says, maybe the Rambam is right. Ata acharei asher matzanu ra'inu elo b'raisa shebezifrei u'mechilta she'en omros b'fer she'em chutz la'aretz tzorach lefarish osa b'raisa desifrei dele'el arishikavshu l'chutz la'aretz minayin she'mitzvah nagiz ben she'en elek mashma p'shuta she'vatzolom arishikavshu chutz la'aretz achar she'er kavshu etzral avol kodem l'mahani afilu mashikavish moshra b'en olav ha'shalom ein mitzvah nagiz ben kevin sh'dan l'nich b'sha eretz Yisrael ein kibosh erzo machshirda mitharsa d'gzeres ha'kodem But at the end, the Maritatz says, I was wrong. Right? That radical claim is too radical. The Rambam is right. Right? It's really about order. Right?
Right?
But again, in the middle, you had this quite radical articulation of what it would look like to set up it almost, right? A very extreme version of the Rishus. Well, he looked, he found different Michilta, which he said, ah, you know,
never mind.
Well, because he found explicit brises that said, oh, Moshe, what Moshe Rabbeinu conquered is still Chutzaretz. He said, ah, if what Moshe Rabbeinu conquered is Chutzaretz, that means that my analysis is wrong and the Rambam is right. Right? But in his beginning, his analysis is so sharply on the side of Rishus. Like I said, it's the most strong formulation you could possibly construe, which is anything that is conquered by Klal Yisrael becomes Kadosh, even in Chutzaretz. The only thing that would stop it is it being Usur, and God physically, metaphysically, removing the Kedusha actively. Right? But fundamentally, at its core, he said you don't need it to be in order, right? Nothing. Right? The only thing you need is that it's, right, is Kibush Rabim, and once you have that, the only thing that will prevent Rabim from making Eretz Yisrael is an active removal of Kedusha. Now, he backtracked on all this, because he said, you know, at the end of the day, it's not true. Because by that svara, everything Moshe conquered should be Eretz Yisrael, which is not the case. And therefore, in the end, he says, order, but before he does that, he articulated perhaps the strongest version of the Rishus svara. So at this point, we've seen, right, very extreme. The Rishus, order is a function of Rishus, Rabim fighting, which is the Ra'az understanding of Rashi, right? Fighting on behalf of Rabim, some combination thereof. Rishus being a function of nationalism, which is the way Varan Salvejik understands Rashi. Rishus being a separate Chiyuv, which is the way I understand the Rambam, against the Mari Kirkus, right? We've seen, I told you, there are many moving pieces in this, I wasn't joking, right? Plus the question of contiguity, which we saw from the Rav. I guess next week we'll do one more day maybe on the practical things on how this plays into areas conquered by modern Israel, and then we'll move on to the next idea, okay?
If it's current, that means there's going to be a Shita that